Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here, your guide through those dark days and your flashlight beam into brighter light-finding protocols. Ever feel like your relationships are a tangled web of miscommunications and misunderstandings? Like you're speaking different languages even when you're in the same room? Well, you're not alone. We all crave genuine connection, but sometimes those words just don't seem to land right. That's why today we're diving deep into something absolutely crucial. Building healthy relationships through effective communication. Think of it as your roadmap to smoother sailing, less drama, and deeper connections with the people you care about most. Sound good? Let's do this. Now, let's get real for a second. Effective communication isn't just about talking, it's about truly listening, understanding, and responding in a way that shows genuine care and respect. It's about creating a space where everyone feels heard, valued, and safe to be themselves. Here's the thing. Building healthy relationships takes conscious effort, but it's totally worth it. We're talking about feeling more connected, supported, and loved. Who wouldn't want that? So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you become a communication champion in your own right. 1. Active listening. It's more than just hearing words. Think of active listening as being fully present in the conversation. It means paying attention not just to what someone is saying, but also their tone of voice, body language, and emotions. Really try to understand where they're coming from, even if you don't agree with them. 2. I. Statements. Own your feelings. Instead of blaming or accusing, use I statements to express your feelings. For example, instead of saying, "You always make me feel ignored," try, "I feel ignored when I don't get a response." This takes the focus off the other person and helps them understand your perspective without feeling attacked. 3. Clarity is key. Say what you mean. Don't beat around the bush. Be clear and direct about your thoughts and feelings. Vague language can lead to misunderstandings, so take a moment to articulate yourself clearly. 4. Empathy. Walk in their shoes. Even if you don't agree with someone's viewpoint, try to see things from their perspective. Imagine how they might be feeling and why they might think the way they do. This fosters understanding and compassion. 5. Check in regularly. Don't let communication become a one-time event. Make it a habit to check in with your loved ones regularly. Ask about their day, their feelings, their hopes and dreams. This shows that you care and are invested in their well-being. Think about the last time you had a difficult conversation with someone. Did it feel like you were talking past each other? Did you end up feeling more frustrated than understood? I bet there were moments where clear communication could have made all the difference, right? Here's a relatable example. Imagine your best friend is going through a tough breakup. They might be feeling overwhelmed with emotions and struggling to communicate their needs effectively. If you simply say, "Just get over it," where there are plenty of fish in the sea, that's not really helpful, is it? Instead, try active listening. "I can't imagine how painful this must be for you. Tell me more about what you're going through." Show empathy. It's okay to feel sad, angry, confused. All those feelings are valid. And offer support. "What can I do to help you through this?" See the difference? By practicing these communication skills, you can turn that potentially rocky situation into an opportunity for deeper connection and understanding. So remember, building healthy relationships is an ongoing journey, not a destination. It takes effort, practice, and a willingness to be vulnerable. But the rewards, those genuine connections, that feeling of belonging, that unwavering support are absolutely priceless. Now go out there and put these communication tips into action. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from it. Together, let's create a world where relationships thrive on open, honest, and meaningful communication. See you tomorrow for another dose of Dark Days Exit Strategy Light Finding Protocol.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.